The days are getting shorter, and you can feel it in the air. Yes, it's that time of year. Pumpkin is finally back at Dunkin'. It's the cozy you've been craving all summer long, now in your cup at Dunkin'. Pick up all of your pumpkin favorites, like the signature pumpkin spice iced latte, or a pumpkin iced coffee, and bakery items like pumpkin donuts and muffins. Sip into something comfortable to celebrate the start of cozy season. Use the Dunkin' app for contactless ordering. America runs on Dunkin'.
Okay, so work's done and you're craving something spicy and salty. I know. What I do is snack on Blue Diamond wasabi and soy sauce flavored almonds. They're so good, and almonds are a superfood. Don't deny your cravings. Eat them. Blue Diamond almonds. Crave victoriously.
You can watch Man City versus Liverpool on Now TV for just €10. So what's stopping you? Going shopping again? You're already on first-name basis with the sales assistant. A family party? Your Aunt Mary has seen you 4 times this week already. This is a cracking fixture. Don't let anything get in your way. To treat yourself to a Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass and watch the games that matter to you for just €10, search Now TV Football today. Content streamed by internet. Full terms at nowtv.com.
There's a stranger in my house. It took a while to figure out. There's no way you can be who you say you are. You gotta be someone else, 'cause he wouldn't touch me like that. Anyone that treat me like you do, he would adore me, he wouldn't ignore me. So I'm convinced there's a stranger in my pop quiz.
Tell me where we first kissed.
Tell me where my spot is. Tell me if I like it, loved it,
or could it be
that the stranger is me? Have I changed so drastically? Has it I want more for me until I remain
the
stranger in my house? It took a while to
figure out.
You should be who you say you are. You gotta be someone else,
'cause
he wouldn't touch me like that. Anyone that treat me like you do, he would adore me, he wouldn't ignore me. So I'm convinced there's a stranger in my house.
Woo!
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Blackest Show About Nothing. It's Jaden XD.
What up?
I am your host, XD, the Chuck D of homosexuality, aka homo without a pause, aka gay Z, aka the gay FUY, 'cause nigga we what?
All got pain.
AKA Hoisha, AKA Barbara Streisfag, AKA 19%, because every day should have at least 19% of me, AKA I'm every woman, because every woman is all in me.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Jade, AKA La Señorita Problematica Favorita, AKA the Mary Jane Mommy, AKA your mom. AKA Bobby, not Whitney.
Wait. Oh, my.
Mama, my.
What it is, Jade of all Jades.
Ain't shit.
How was your week? I feel like I haven't. I mean, I saw you yesterday. But I feel like we haven't recorded in a very long time.
Wow, we recorded last week.
I know, it just feels, I think it's because of that long weekend.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I didn't see you over the long weekend.
Mm-mm.
How's our lives become?
Grown. I know. Well, and the only reason why you didn't see me over the weekend was because I had to get that tooth. Fucking.
Oh, I had mucosa over the weekend. Mucosa, it was the last mucosa of the season. Yeah. It was litty-fi-litty per use.
True.
Had a great time outside of that one bitch, but it's fine. I'm not going to give her no more energy.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you.
No.
Excuse me. That's also been my week. This bitch tried to push up on Tristan, which I told her on Getting Grown. I was like, you can't control it. You can't control if a bitch tries to push up on your nigga. He can't control if a nigga tries to push up on me. So, but he did tell her, like, yo, I'm married. That's my wife behind me doing the food. And this bitch looks at me in my face and then proceeds to continue to try to push up on him and continue to try to do it multiple times and kept looking at me and go back and giggling with her friends.
Now, see, Tedra Moses told us, you better get that bitch told tonight.
So I came from behind that food table.
Because you got that bitch told that night.
And before I, you know what? Like, I've been doing really well with checking myself before I check other people.
And y'all said you gotta save yourself.
Even Tristan the other day, some nigga did something super ignorant and I didn't say nothing. And Tristan was like, babe, you picked the battle. And I was like, yeah, I did.
That shit is hard as a motherfucker. Ain't it?
Nigga, you know me. So this bitch, so before I went to her, and I, you know, Makosa is the family, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tara listens, what up, Tara?
DJ,
you
know, Tara.
DJ Tara, one of my faves.
Yes.
You know, Shinobi Shaw, one way. I would never want to disrespect the function.
No.
But I don't deal well with being disrespected blatantly. So I came from behind that table and I checked myself, making sure, you know, this is my family. I'm not going to ruin their function. But I went to Tristan. And I said, do I need to go to this bitch and have a conversation? I'm not going to fight her, but do I need to go have a conversation? He was like, I got it already. And you see, you know, like, people are different. So you want different, you know, like me, if a nigga continues to push up on me, I'm going to be like, yo, find somewhere to be. But I understand how that may be aggressive, maybe for, you know, in the opposite fashion.
Right, but I say it would come off a lot differently.
Right, for a nigga to do it.
And not in his favor anyway.
So that's where I was like, all right, you know what? And I was hot because I was hot. But he was like, I got it. And next thing I know, this bitch disappeared for the rest of the party.
Because she died
anymore. Yeah, she did. She did. I killed her with my eyes. So, yeah. Outside of that, Makosa was its usual fun time. DJ Reborn Robin, she's the best. She came and did like a guest spot and she's so dope. She's actually on tour with Lauryn Hill right now. And I'm super proud of her because that is a big opportunity.
That's a big thing. Only because for her to actually do, you know, Lauryn to select her.
Right, exactly.
Because we all know that Lauryn is very particular about who she works with.
Furthermore, if you know, you get to work with Lauryn Hill, like,
it's Lauryn Hill.
You might get more off days than you think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's just like, oh, free day? Okay, cool. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's cool. Like, you might.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm super proud of her, and she's a dope, one of my favorites also in Brooklyn. And I just love that all these women, all these lady DJs are like popping out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Makosa was a wonderful time, per usual. And we did black ass barbecue this time.
I'm so mad I missed it.
We did beef, barbecue beef sandwiches. Because beef does really well at Makosa. So it's been a beef season, and last season was a chicken.
And that's
season.
How you know niggas lie. Because about, oh, you know, I don't eat beef or pork. Right. And what happens? Y'all niggas sell out.
Right.
Every.
Or whatever For the Culture cooks.
Right.
I'm like, right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, see.
Yeah.
I had beef sandwiches. We had beef sandwiches, and we did mac and cheese. Baked beans.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because you know, we were on the friend zone this week.
Yes.
And so when you said, Nuri, shine your light on the world, I hollered. And I thought about that all day today. But anyway, go ahead. Wait, so how did you make, so you serve like a whole ass, like, cookout food, like a
potato
whole
salad, mac and cheese, and baked beans, and beef sandwiches.
Oh, nigga.
Yeah, and niggas liked it.
Damn.
Yeah, they showed up. Lots of listener love, per usual.
Damn.
It was a grand time. It was a grand time. So that was Makosa, and, you know, had a little cookout with some family, some friends on Monday, and had Santana's going away beach day.
Yeah, she's moving to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. but I will be out there for the culture is not extinct. We are still running things, going to be doing things in Puerto Rico and out here. So you can look forward to even more teams. It's really not far. No, it's not at all. So, but I will be missing her. No Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was, you know, and outside of that, getting ready, Noah ready for her first day of school.
Yeah.
You know, parenting.
Yeah.
Nigga, I went back to school shopping today. Like, went, like, looking for clothes and, like, lunch boxes.
You're a whole ass parent.
And I stopped in the middle of the mall and I was like, well, goddamn.
That's literally all you can do.
It was. I had to go get immunization records this morning and, like, medical records because you have to give that to the school, make sure they're up to date. And I really was like, wow, this little person just really took up my whole day.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Because other niggas, you would curse them out for that, but you can't because she's yours.
Other niggas, I wouldn't do it.
Right. Like, what?
The ghetto. You want me to do what? Nigga, your legs work.
Right.
I'd be wanting to say that to her.
No, that's real. Well.
How was your week?
Oh, boy. So, I want to give a great shout out. Because I told my dentist I was going to do this.
Hey!
Shout out to my super lit dentist, Dr. Latouf, over at Latouf NYC.
Is that her real name?
Yeah, Dr. Latouf. No, she's super lit. Brandon's here, and so Brandon came with me, and she gave him ice cream. And the way she did it was like, she's just talking, and she's like, oh my god, hey, do you want ice cream?
What?
It was like, yeah. Like, she talks like us, but like me. She, you know how I'd speak like a Kardashian.
Yeah,
she's Middle East. Oh,
okay, all right. She's a lady of color.
Yeah, she's a lady of color.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, bet.
Her birthday is this week is on the 6th.
Virgo queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She turns 30.
I stand on us.
Yeah.
She turns 30.
Yeah.
Is she a whole ass dentist?
Yeah.
I am all living dentist life
who
wrong.
Gives out ice cream to her. She was like,
and has like numerous foundations.
Yeah, like, and every time I go, like, all of 10% of my proceeds goes to people who, for what is it, women and children, only for women. I think one is for like domestic violence folks, and one is for children who need oral care and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh! Oh, yeah. Oh, let me see if she accepts my insurance.
Yeah. She's so great. She allowed me to. She was like, because I had to get a tooth extracted, and it was a major one, and she was like, so are you on Spotify? And I was like, yeah, girl. She was like, okay, so like, do you have your own playlist, or like, do you want me to put one on? That's I was like, amazing. To like play during like the thing. She was like, yeah, it'll calm you down. I was like, oh yeah, girl. She was like, okay, well, play your playlist on. She's like, I'm totally gonna follow you. I was like, okay, great. Yeah, she's so great.
And gave us so many gifts.
And she gives you gifts.
Yeah.
What?
Every time I'm gone, I've gotten something new.
I'm going to Dr. Latouf.
Yeah, she is great.
Look for me.
Yeah, she is great. She's on Facebook. She's great. I feel like, you know, when I, because you know how like hood niggas like Offset and Cardi B, they go to Manhattan Dental Club.
Yeah, I'm not going nowhere that's advertised on a train.
Right. But yeah, they go to Manhattan Dental Club over on, that's in the same building as my allergist, who's a great Dr. Alexis. Hey, girl. But I feel like she's going to be like, when we become celebrities and like rich and famous, I'm like, you know, Dr. Latouf, like, I'm going to go to her for everything. Because she's lit.
I'm gonna go to Dr. Latouf.
But
fuck it, we ball.
Yep. What else did I do this week? We did the friend zone. Shout out to our friends for having us on.
Yes, it was a grand time. I was dying.
Yeah, we had a wang dang doodle. What else happened? I had a story too. Yeah. Okay. I have something that happened, and this happens to women a lot. But I don't know. This happens to gays too. But sometimes gays think this is a handshake. But whatever. XD's corner. I don't know where you coon biscuits think it's okay for you to just randomly, without saying, you know, hello, how are you? Can I get you a drink? You know, what's the weather like where you are living? Without sending a nude to your inbox, unsolicited.
Oh, yeah, no, don't do that.
This has happened to me on both Facebook and Twitter. And I'm like, and I don't know what is the influx this week that's been happening. It's just like, every day it's been like, oh, here's an ass pic or here's a dick pic or whatever. And it's just like, I'm just on Facebook talking about how much power is ridiculous. Where on earth did you get this idea?
Right now, switch your family to T-Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 a line with autopay and 5G access included on America's largest 5G network. So don't wait. Get unlimited and nationwide 5G access for the whole family for just $25 a line. Visit a T-Mobile store or T-Mobile.com today.
Plus taxes and fees. Customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using over 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video at 480p. Unlimited while on our network. Qualifying credit and 4 plus lines required. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require certain features. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so you're between meals and you're craving something sweet, right? What I do is snack on Blue Diamond Honey Roasted Almonds. They're so good. And almonds are a superfood. So don't deny your cravings. Eat them.
Blue Diamond Almonds. Crave victoriously.
That I wanted to see your kibbles and bits.
Right.
Like, that is harassment. That is abuse. Just because we niggas don't mean that I'm into that.
If, like, I want...
I would have asked.
I will ask for it.
But I didn't.
And that goes always, because I saw a tweet today and it was funny, but it goes always. It was a woman who put a tweet up and she was like, I sent this nigga...
Oh, yeah.
A nude, and she was like, and he responded back, looking good, kid, or something like that. Looking good, friend. Looking good, friend.
It's like...
Like, you need to make sure that you all are in the same place before you start doing stuff like that.
Right. Like, that was so, like, wow.
Sending titties and dicks all willy-nilly.
Right. And don't expect me to send them, because I do not send nudes anymore. I stopped that 2 years ago.
Right, same.
And because I don't have to,
I sleep next to him.
Yeah, but there's so many, like, leaks in, and also, call it what it is, faggots are shady, and I'm not going to have these niggas have my shit out there on the internet just to shade me because they don't like what I said about they fucking fave who's on the billboard or who's not. So.
HD stands for xylophone dick.
Right. So, nah. Like, nah. I'm cool. I'm cool, broski. So don't ask me for no shit like that. I don't know what xylophone dick means. But all right.
It means it's your instrument.
Okay. Anyway... The Fab Fit Fun Fall Box is here.
Oh my God, my favorite.
Fab Fit Fun is a seasonable subscription box delivered 4 times a year with full size.
Yes.
Fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. Now, I know it's geared towards women, but I don't give a fuck. That shit is lit too.
Oh my God, everything, like, I get, I use.
Everything is great.
I've worn the earrings, sponge that I got last time.
I mean, the palettes I give to you, but, like, if you're a person with a penis and you happen to like wearing the custom eye palettes that they send, which are very great, actually.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Have at it. Like, it's great.
I absolutely love it. I love literally everything that I get in my FabFitFun box.
Right, and there's full-size products. Like, there's no sample size anything. And you know, we talked about that lotion,
that hand cream.
Yeah, the hand cream. Because now I'm glad we got two, because I can have one at home and I have one on my desk.
Yes!
And... It's a fantastic value. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. So, for example, members can choose between the Vince Camuto Luck Tote in black or red desert.
Yes.
Which is the retail value of $128. Or the Crown Brush 6-piece brush set in silver or black, retail $75. Now, think about that. You're only paying $49.99.
$50.
Right. Like
$50 for all of that. So not every single box is exactly the same.
Nope.
In every box
this fall,
you will get this fall Glam Glow Bubble Sheet Mask, Beauty Blender and Pro Original Chill Pop Bubble Glow Royal Apricot or Nude. The colors are random, so. Simply Whimsical set of 2 tea towels, Skin & Co. Roma Blue and Capri Shower Gel.
And their shower gels smell everything.
And one from each of the following sets. Buss it. Set 1, Grown Alchemist Polishing Facial Exfoliant or Grown Alchemist Hydra Repair Day Cream, Camellia and Geranium Blossom or Grown Alchemist Hydra Restore Cream Cleanser, Olive Leaf and Platango Extract.
I do want to say the Hydra stuff has hyaluronic acid, which is great, and that's what's been clearing up my face lately. So
does, and it's not harsh. Mm-hmm. Cyclo Cobra Bluetooth Wireless Earbuds in white with rose gold or black with rose gold, or Catherine Malandrino's Umbrella in pink and white or black and white. Mm-hmm. Set 3, remember there's 5 of them, Vince Camuto Lucto in black or red desert, or Crown Brush 6-piece brush set in silver or black. Set 4, Alfred Teapot or Alfred French Press Coffee Brewer. I need both. Set 5, Cuccio Somatology Yoga Detox what? Both or Pharmacy Do It All Total Eye Cream with Echinacea Green Ivy or Touch and Soul Metallis Liquid Foil Lipstick Duo in number 2 penny.
Right. So I know that was a lot, but you have so many sets that's happening. So sign up for FabFitFun today to get your fall box. The FabFitFun fall box is in limited supply, and these boxes always sell out. They do. Trust me, because my mama was pissed. Mm-hmm. Use our code JADEXD, JADEXD, to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code JADEXD to get $10 off your first box, and that's over $200 for only $39.99.
Not even $40.
Go to FabFitFun.com and use our code JADEXD to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
Do it.
Let's take a Briznaye and we'll be back after these messages.
What's up, Jade and XD? It's Nick just calling because I too have slept with a nigga who did not wear the right size t-shirt and it got lost. So yeah, had I known then that I could have just peed or whatever to get it out, I would not have had to go to the emergency room and put my legs in some stirrups. So I think you guys need to definitely remind the boys and the girls to wear their clothes that fit. That hit me in my heart. So that's why I thought. You guys are great. Love y'all. Bye.
And we're back. Listen to us. Anywhere and everywhere. Again, we have a live show coming up.
October 21st
at Drum. It's a good time. We're going to have Sunday evening. It's going to be great. Today, we're covering some topics that we may have missed because...
we don't usually do pop culture.
Right. So, we had to lay our queen to rest this past week.
Yeah.
I watched most of the funeral. Mm-hmm. I got up and got dressed because you have to dress. I had to send the queen off.
Be respectful.
I had to send the queen off to
properly.
Yes, to her heavenly home. I was in my bed.
You didn't wear a mini dress, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay, cool.
I was also not groped under my titty.
Ooh.
So Aretha's funeral was as long as she was alive.
It was.
Alex Haley wrote it.
God damn it.
The choir knocked. They did that. They're the real MVPs because they had the athleticism that they demonstrated through the 12-hour service and remained in pristine perform.
Did they didn't get no food. They couldn't go pee.
They had a bathroom break.
They had a break?
Yeah, but they didn't have like a... There was no chicken break. There was no...
Oh, no.
There was no greens break. You know, there was no hint of nut or meg on their tongues.
Literally, no shade, you know, all respect. But Aretha, if had she been alive, she would have left.
Yep, she would have. She would have left.
She would have been like, this is going on too long.
I have got to go.
I have things
to do. She said, y'all want to sit and chit-chat and smile. Because, you know, because Hey Aretha was, I still call her a Hey Aretha. But that's all in love.
Remain true.
Yeah, because she.
Yeah.
She wasn't the nicest lady, but still, she was good to people, though.
Oh, she was an activist?
Yeah, she was.
Bailed Angela Davis right on out of jail.
Mm-hmm, giving people just random money to graduate and
she just didn't stuff. Take no shit. Right. She just really was like, she was not from Detroit. With the shits. Yeah, she really was cool. Just like,
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, that's real. But no, she would have left.
Yeah, she would have left. She would have been like, I paid my respects.
Yeah. I have to go.
And now I'm going to have to pass on.
Yeah.
Many times I've been alone, and many times I've cried. Anyhow, you never know all the things I've tried.
Yeah, Ponytail showed up.
Did.
She sang a song. I don't know why you would sing Natural Woman at a fune, but you know, maybe that's what Aretha wanted, because she planned it.
Did.
So I can't say, you know, why in the family? I'm like, well, no, she planned it herself.
We don't know what she at. What was that?
So, and this is what we talked about in the friend zone, how I want to plan my Omega event.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a funeral. It's an Omega event.
Mine is more like a green festival.
Yeah, like Broccoli Fest, but not real broccoli.
Right, exactly, and not indoors.
Right. Right. You'd have like Lollapalooza, but with like blacks.
More like an Afro. Yeah, you're right, Lollapalooza. Yeah. No, you know what festival I want? Okay, so when I go into glory, God, we've been talking about this a lot.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's interesting to talk about, though.
I want, because I didn't get to say this on the friend zone, one of the best festivals I've been to, and not for the people, was the one in Queens, the Meadow.
Oh, yes. Fresh Meadows Festival.
The Meadow, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, last year.
That's a relatively new one.
It is, but I'm going to tell you why it's my favorite. Because Tristan got us these wristbands, because this was a gift for my birthday, got us these wristbands, where basically they're the tickets for all of the days, because they're like the ribbon material, it's not like the paper, and it has a little chip in it. And so you just scan your wristband when you go in, all of the days, same wristband, and then everything you buy to eat, you just scan the wristband, and it comes from off your card.
Nigga, that is litty to motherfucking titty.
And I had in the lineup was I saw Nas, I saw Jay-Z, I saw Erykah Badu, like I saw all of them in one weekend.
So it was like Apple Pay, but like they gave you an Apple Watch.
Yes, and they just scan it. And the food, I had fried ice cream, which was delicious. Mm. I had what are those things called? Oh, the rolled fried tacos, taquitos. Mm. These delicious ass taquitos. They had these burgers, pizza. I mean, it was just an array of food all over the park. It was different stages. The worst thing about it was MIA. And just the food was delicious. It was carefree.
You don't like MIA?
You know, MIA is a little problematic.
She is. She is.
And she's not a good live performer.
Okay. I've never seen her live, so I don't
know. Me neither until that day. And I was like, ooh, I could have done without this forever.
Yeah.
But that is my... So I say all that to say, when I go on, have a festival with all of my favorites performing. I want delicious food stands. Multiple. I want niggas to have variety. I want Asian. I want Mexican. I want Dominican. If you so want you roasted want... chicken, I want burgers. I want everything except Nathan's hot dogs because they're racist.
So you want a musical food court?
I want a festival.
Food
and
court.
I want niggas to just blaze up.
You want smorgasbord.
With dope music.
Yeah. Smorgasbord. with like a stage.
Yes. So a few stages.
Okay. All right. So you want a... Ultimately, you want a Juneteenth festival.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. J-teenth. Yes.
J-teenth.
Okay. That's what it's going to be called.
J-teenth.
And okay. That's what I want niggas to do. It's J-teenth, and I want niggas to, yeah, celebrate.
Okay. Okay, Manny. Okay. Okay, Dora.
Thank you. Thank you, Diego. Gracias.
But back to Aretha's homegoing service. You know, I really feel bad for Ariana.
Yeah.
Because she has not... She's had a rough, like, media, like, life. Like, Manchester, which I know messed her up completely. And,
what?
And when they bombed her concert, the terrorists bombed her concert.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And, you know, she's only 24, she's 24, 25, and, like, that's heavy.
Yeah.
And, like, 8 girls or 20 girls, it was a lot of, people died.
I mean, I do give her the blues, but I also give all, you know, white girls the blues.
Yeah, but her album was actually really good.
I'm just not gonna go that far.
No, did you listen to it?
No, because here's the thing about her, and it's not even, this is not shade at all. There's no soul to her voice. So while she can sing, and I will never take that away from her, she's probably one of the best Mariah Carey impersonators I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
There's no soul to
her
voice.
There's no oil. I get
it. You know what I'm saying? She got blank eyes, but in her singing, she got blank singing. Yeah. So I
no, that's fair. I hear you, but I, you know, I think you should listen to this album.
Wishing and waiting, and I don't want to be right. Head underwater, I was wishing and waiting.
It's good. Pharrell did most of it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you which little white girl I'll give it to.
My girl?
Demi Lovato.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tori. But yeah, I like Demi.
She got a little soul to her voice,
Demi,
too. Like
her 1% Africanness. That's what
it
she
comes
said.
Out in that you can see it in her little in her little shade,
mm-hmm.
in her booty.
Mm-hmm.
But I got into her because not got into her because I ain't listening to nothing else. But I play, you know, Noah's playlist, and we play "Wrinkle in Time."
She sang,
and
that
she
song.
Sang that. She sang that song down. I was like, yes,
She got a song. She got a song called "You Don't Do It for Me Anymore," even though it's really about drugs, which is so ironic. But I apply it to niggas, and it's just like. You don't do it for me anymore, nigga. Mm. Like, I once was in love with you, but, you know, I'm cool now. Like,
a few of them niggas out there.
You know, I'm like, you know, you just don't do it for me anymore. And I thought it was interesting how they phrased it, because it's just like, when's the last time you said, you know, you don't really do it for me like that anymore?
So. I did. I actually broke up with a nigga with a you don't really do it for me.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what? It's not really you, it's me.
Yeah,
you just don't.
As you wear a break up with him shirt.
These men are not worth your pussy.
They're not.
Tristan saw this shirt.
Yikes.
I pulled up. And he was like, and the funny thing is, Tristan, he wore my left eye break up with him shirt.
Mm.
Or she was burning the house,
mm-hmm.
Andre's house. But Tristan likes the shirt. He was like, I just want you to know, like, I support the family. I just don't support the message. So he wore the shirt. But he saw this one today. These men are not worth your kitty or whatever pussy. Yeah. And he was like, another one? And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
He's like, I support the family, but I don't support that message. I was like, you're a heterosexual man.
Right. Like, ah, oh, man.
Just a heterosexual yeah. man.
But yes, it was a funeral fit for a queen.
It yeah, was.
It was. Fuck that last preacher, the eulogist. He can go.
Yo!
And I'm glad I fell asleep. But I caught glimpse and highlights, and I said, oh.
You can't raise, oh, a single black woman can't raise a man, and nigga.
I was like, all right, well.
And then the black on black crime.
I was like, this is not the place or the time it's for not. Any of it or ever. Let it go.
Like, how did he even, like. Right. First of all, how did he even correlate that to anything?
You know what I said. Why are you apart?
Why are you apart?
Why are you
FOMO
apart?
FOMO ass nigga.
Right.
I would have stood up and apart? Been like, I object.
Right.
Get this nigga down right. from the judge
Imagine
podium.
Like if you're at a funeral and he says like that, you're like, boo!
That's something I would do. I'm definitely a booer. I boo. Niggas get so mad
get
about
him
a boo.
Get her off the stage.
Like, boo. Boo. I did that at O to Babble one night when the DJ put on R. Kelly. As soon as he put yeah. on, but I was immediately, I was like, boo. Boo. They were so. He cut, bet you he cut it off though.
Better recognize.
It's so obnoxious.
Moving right along. On another petty note.
On a petty note.
Nike.
Yeah.
Nike has been doing the.
Ooh, white people.
Let me not. Because I have. Because what I. I'm going to present it, present the facts, and I'll give you my opinion. Nike has released an ad with Colin Kaepernick mm-hmm. as he is the face of their 30th anniversary of the company. If you've been living under a rock, well, you'd have to in order yeah. for you not to see it because it's everywhere.
Yes.
Every nigga and like every nigga is a star, and just like every nigga has posted that photo of Colin Kaepernick's ad of the thing. He also releases a commercial. It's a 2-minute commercial. It comes out next Thursday during the first football game. Okay. You want to read it? Yes. I saw that. Did you see the Nicki Minaj one?
Yes.
Yes, it was great.
To freedom!
To freedom!
To freedom!
Oof. Before I go on, I just want to say, that is the greatest thing that has ever happened this summer. Nicki Minaj is hilarious. She is so fucking...
Unintentionally.
She is so fucking phony. But that shit right there was comedy.
That and the should have sat there and ate her rice.
Sat there and ate her rice. You know, I think about that every day. Because in my head, I think about like a drunk history, like... hosted by Crystal.
Yeah.
And like I can hear Crystal say, imagine if this bitch just sat there and ate her damn rice. Nigga. Like I hear it in my head.
They really could just do a drug history with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, but it would be drug history.
Drug history.
Yeah. It would be, you know, or white history, if you know what I mean. But anywho,
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Because remember, when you put fire to your cocaine,
that's crack baby. It's never not funny.
Never not funny. Whew,
I don't care who
Mark
hates
used to
it.
Sell that to Mahogany.
What? That shit. Happy 10th recovery anniversary. When you put fire to your cocaine,
that's crack baby.
Love you, yep. Auntie.
Yeah. But, you know, there's been controversy surrounding the ad. White people think they're protesting by cutting up their own things that they bought
that
already.
Nike made money off of.
Right.
One man lit his own feet on fire.
Right, which, I wasn't even funny. I couldn't even enjoy it. I'm like, this is, and what crazy was like, because this is how that nigga got elected. Because this kind of stupidity. But then I was like,
white supremacists are really just dumb.
Not right. Just dumb. They're not.
It's like their mother and their fathers are all brother and sister.
Well, they are. Yeah, they are. Lannister love.
You're right. Yeah. Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, that Lannister love. That's Simba and Nala. Yeah. But you know, I'm conflicted with the ad because it's like, okay, this is cool. I don't know what this means for me. It's cool for Kaepernick. I guess the way it was, Nike always kept him on payroll. That's the way the story goes. Nike always kept Kaepernick on payroll. They secured this deal with the NFL, so now all the jerseys in the NFL are managed and run by Nike. So they secured the bag already. All of the U.S. soldier boots are run by Nike.
Antoinette wrote an interesting post.
And all, yeah, I know, I saw, and she was like, if you're protesting, why don't you give the clothes that you hate to the veterans that you say you love so much? We'll get into that in a second. But... And then they decided to, hey, Kaepernick is here. Ha, got y'all niggas. Like, that's what you get. That's cool. I don't really know what that does for me as a black person. I don't know what any of this does because it's all ultimately capitalism anyway.
Right.
We must understand clearly when we talk about capitalism, who are the capitalists? As if we understand that there are only a few people who own and control the means of production in the society, then we begin to understand that there are a few capitalists. And these capitalists exploit everybody.
I do want to say, I love Nike. I think they're great. They make great shoes. I am concerned about some of their practices as far as human rights violations in other countries.
Production.
And that's all I will say. So, you know, it's great. It's a great move for them. They understand that Kaepernick supporters need a voice and they have a voice and there are consumers as well. But if we're gonna take the human rights approach, then let's address this all. Okay. Also, people always say like they're supporting the troops when they really don't. They hate them. People hate homeless people. And I see that every day in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for somebody who works with the homeless every day. Like, people legit hate the homeless. And the vast majority of the homeless people in New York City are queer people, queer youth, queer people in general, and vets.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing the way...
Vets are not properly taken care of.
Absolutely.
Well,
not.
No.
They're not.
And
I can't even say it's, you know, the white ones are taken care of. That's not true either.
No.
It's a very select few.
Like, I know...
And it's sad and it sucks. It's crazy how the rigmarole and the PTSD and all the horrible things that we do in the name of freedom and fighting for our country, and you don't take care of your own.
Like, low-key, if you really, like, July 4th, you really cared about your veterans, you'd ban fireworks.
Yes.
That's triggering for them.
PTSD like a motherfucker.
Like, that's triggering for them.
You would legalize marijuana.
That will calm them down.
Yeah. And treat their PTSD. And I'm sure troops and veterans have, like, CTE based on blows to the head or any type of combat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Get real. Like, these white people just don't like the fact that a black man is... They are assuming falsely or disrespecting something that white people do. And I just think it's so ironic that they're protesting Nike against somebody who was protesting. It's inception.
Sorry, Nike. I've been buying you for the past 20 plus years. Not anymore.
a dream.
Cranes in the sky, dog. Let's get to some good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want mess or do you want mess?
Oh,
or do
okay.
you want like or mess?
Oh, let's do some mess.
All right. Actually, no, let's get this out the way.
Okay.
So Elvin from Cosby Show.
Yes.
Was spotted at Trader Joe's minding his black ass business working. And
just paying his bills.
And these two people took a picture. It was like, ha, look at this nigga, look at Elvin from Cosby Show, yada yada, he has a regular ass job, damn. And then Fox News got a hold of it because they like tearing
domestic
black people
terrorists.
Too. Yeah. Our nation's Taliban.
Yep.
And next to the New York City Police Department.
Mm.
And, you know, they were just shaming him for having a job and supporting his family.
Yep.
Now, I was under the wrong impression that of who took this photo.
Who took it? Don't tell me.
The days are getting shorter, and you can feel it in the air. Yes, it's that time of year. Pumpkin is finally back at Dunkin'. It's the cozy you've been craving all summer long, now in your cup at Dunkin'. Pick up all of your pumpkin favorites, like the signature pumpkin spice iced latte, or a pumpkin iced coffee, and bakery items like pumpkin donuts and muffins. Sip into something comfortable to celebrate the start of cozy season. Use the Dunkin' app for contactless ordering. America runs on Dunkin'.
Okay, so work's done and you're craving something spicy and salty. I know. What I do is snack on Blue Diamond wasabi and soy sauce flavored almonds. They're so good and almonds are a superfood. Don't deny your cravings. Eat them. Blue Diamond almonds. Crave victoriously.
Two black lesbians.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I just put all my money on a white person hating.
Nope.
It be your own niggas.
Mm-hmm. I swore up and down that it was white. But then I thought, well, I don't know if white people would really know who Jeffrey Owens would be.
And they photoshopped it.
Yep.
Bitches.
Yep. So, you know, and he addressed it, you know, like he's got picked up on the media circuit and he's like, you know, it's hard out there being a creative. Like,
and furthermore, that's his second job. Like,
right.
And there should be no shame whatsoever. And there's shame in you not living up to your potential. There's not shame in you doing what you need to do to take care of your family.
Right.
And that's not
it's,
right.
And it's not like he's out here, like, selling drugs or disrespecting people.
He's working at the greatest place on earth.
Hello?
Like, matter of fact, when I saw it, I was like, well, how can I be down? Because
yes.
I know he gets a discount on groceries.
Yes. It's only 10%. But still, I really want to work at Trader Joe's.
Me too. I will work one day a week.
Yeah, just one day a week.
And y'all can take all the pictures you want, bitch. I will pose on the cash register.
Yes.
Like, you motherfucking
yes.
right. Let me pull out this wooden board.
Yes.
Let me perch for you right
yes.
quick.
No, I definitely said I would work there part-time just because it's such a great environment and the food is amazing.
And I'll do it. I'll ring up the groceries. I'll hold up the color flag to let you know which line to go to.
Hello?
Like paper, plastic, like whatever you want to do.
Right. I'll restock the kale.
It's cool.
It's nothing. It's no tea. Anywho, then Tyler Perry was like, you know, hey, come on the haves and have nots. And then I was like, hasn't he suffered enough?
Tyler always trying to be,
but I mean, you know, but still, I mean, and I just said that jokingly, but it's just like, you know, he does give niggas jobs.
He does.
You know, Tyler Perry is the Khadija of the film industry.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is.
And, yeah. So, but you know, we'll see whatever comes of that. But I'm just like, why are you shaming people? Like, it's hard out there. Just even if you're not a creative,
and where the fuck do you bitches work who took that picture? What do y'all do for a living?
Probably security.
Loss prevention.
But yeah, I wish Mr. Owens well, and I hope whatever happens, he gets picked up on whatever his passion is. I hope he finds it. And there's nothing wrong with working at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's has excellent benefits.
Right.
They make a lot of money because I know
some people that work. They treat their employees well. They let them smoke weed in the freezer.
Yep, it's great.
Hi, Jade and XD. My name is Octavia. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And I just called to say that I love listening to y'all. Y'all are awesome. Babe, the skin is flawless. Who is your esthetician? And XD, I love your lips. I love your lips. But anyway, I just called to say that I love the show. Keep on keeping on because I'm always going to be listening here in Georgia. And I'll talk to you guys later. Love you. Bye.
Let's take a break and we'll be back after these messages. And so we're back. We're talking stuff. So now do you want mess or like mess?
Just give it to me.
So Wendy Raquel Robinson, she was the principal on the Steve Harvey show.
And she was Tasha. Tasha Mack. On the game.
She's getting a divorce.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if she's married. However, this is where the story is.
Okay.
Her ex says that she left him high and dry after he had a stroke in 2015 and took all his money and didn't take care of him. And so he's suing her for spousal support for $10,000 a month.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what Wendy Raquel Robinson is currently doing.
But does she have $10,000 a month to give?
That's where we're at.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
No, I don't know where we are. Maybe she has like investments. Maybe she was really good at Acorn.
The game is not in syndication. Mm-mm. I don't think the Steve Harvey show's in syndication. Maybe it is.
I don't know.
If it is, listeners, let me know.
Maybe she has stocks in like corn.
Maybe.
Or wheat.
Maybe she saved up those checks, under the mattress.
And she invested in like
Apple.
Like a Checkers. Or Rallies. Whataburger. Yeah, that might be it. Wingstop.
Canes.
Yeah.
Bojangles.
Either way, she might have invested or a Crystals. I don't know. But I'm just concerned. Like, hey, I'm mad you left. I don't know if you left him for dead or,
Right. Like, that's what.
That's one thing. And two, sis, like, 10 G's.
Woo.
That's a lot.
That's the ghetto.
Yeah. So I wish them well.
Run away.
Snoop Dogg is coming out with a cookbook.
Is it cannabis based?
No.
What?
I said the same thing. I'm sure it could be.
He retired and just said, "I'm going to do everything."
Did you watch The Shop? Have you and your husband watched The Shop?
No, not yet. But I heard it's really good, and I need to.
Yeah. So he kind of talks about reinvention. And he's like, I'm a lot older than all these new niggas or whatever, but I still got it. And he does.
Does.
Like, his gospel album a hit that sticks like grits. Really, and I was, I'm still confused by it, but, you know, whatever. You know, God said, I'm going to show y'all me someday somehow, damn it. But,
it might be
y'all go get into church somehow. But, and it worked. Yeah, but he finds new ways.
He does.
I mean, I hate that show with Martha Stewart, but
I do too.
And people are like, "Oh, this is lit! This is lit!" And like, no, it's not. It is awful. It's literally the ghetto. It's awkward. It's weird. I don't
like it. It is.
It's crazy because Martha Stewart is the only person on that show that's a felon.
Mm-hmm. Because he got off. He was acquitted.
Yeah, he was.
Murder was the case that they gave me. Neither here nor there.
Nope. Okay. There's nigotry afoot.
Yeah, always.
But yeah, so I don't know what to expect from this cookbook. I feel like it's gonna be on the same vein as like 2 Chainz kind of situation.
Yeah, probably, but I'm okay. We'll see.
You know, listen, you gotta diversify your bonds, nigga.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
It's Snoop, so everything he does is like, Snoop.
I also feel like his son is gay, like the one that does fashion.
He might be.
Like, cause he didn't want to do football. He was like, I don't want to do football anymore. You're always on the road.
Always on the road.
And he looks a little blue in the moonlight.
Platanos.
Yeah, you know, listen, platanos and chuleta. Eat your
lettuce. He would have just sat there and ate his rice.
He would have just sat there and ate his
rice. Because that's what Chiron did.
That's what he did. Chiron sat there and ate his rice.
He did.
That was shaped by that little bowl.
It was. Plating skills.
Mm-hmm.
Mad rigorous.
And he went over to his nigga's house, who has a seed. And I say seed for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And stayed there. Because I was always I was concerned. Like, so what happened? Like, is his baby mom's gonna show up and drop, you know,
what's the tea?
Little Jasmine off while he take her to school.
What's the move after this? Yeah. We need a part 2.
Yeah, we do. Terrell McCraney, hey, we need a sequel. Maybe I should just write the fan fiction.
Yes.
Do you want to address that now?
Yeah.
Look
at you. Read my mind.
Yeah. Hey, my loves.
Hey, my babies.
So, we know we wrote a story about a woman who committed suicide and everything that surrounded it. And we stopped, and we were supposed to release the whole book by now or like 3 weeks ago. But Jade and I decided that we were not feeling the story anymore.
We don't like it.
Yeah. And it's no shade to, well, us, really.
Like,
us, really. But, you know, we figured we could do something better.
Mm-hmm.
So, you'll get something different and something dope-er in the weeks to come.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty
and
much it.
And there's new videos on Patreon, right?
There is.
Yes.
Yes.
And an extra episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little late, but, you know, never on schedule, but always on time.
No Lauryn Hill.
Yep. I got it in before the month. That's all that matters. Eddie Murphy is expecting his 10th child.
Mm. What?
So there's 2 things here. One, I wonder how Johnny's holding up with this news.
Yeah. You know, between that and Bobby Brown's story being released.
Yeah. They could have kept that damn movie.
So I didn't watch it.
I saw part 1 this morning at work because.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. Work. Oh, the ghetto. I was watching and I was like,
Okay.
The only new bit of information that I already knew was like when Bobby Brown and Janet Jackson were going out.
Yeah, I saw
that. I remember that a thing when I was a kid, but it was like, okay. Like, I remember, like, on, like, Tiger Beat. What was it? Ride On?
Yes.
And it was just like, shout out to Ride On.
I know. When you can fold down and you have your center fold, but it wasn't dirty, you know? Mm-hmm.
I was a rat. I had an SWV poster. And an Escape poster.
Yeah, you were a rat.
Even though I really wanted the IMX poster.
Of course you did.
Whew. Anywho, but yeah, like they were a thing, and I don't care. I feel like the movie was really much just like, and what most old niggas do, they like to remind you of how much pussy they used to get back in the day. And that's what that movie was. And honestly, like the New Edition movie, I guess we needed that, sure, I guess. And I guess they were trying to ride the coattails of that. We didn't need a Bobby Brown movie.
No, we don't need a Bobby Brown movie.
We didn't need it. And this is no disrespect because I love Bobby Brown. It's music. King of R&B. Ribs and barbecue. But, you know, still. Roni is still the jam.
It still is.
Still. All these years later.
Actually,
like, I wanna rock with you, baby. All night long. Rock and roll and roll and rock. Making sweet love. Don't you ever stop. Yeah.
Yeah. Every little step I take, you will be there. Every little step I make, we'll be together. Every little step I make, every little step. And he can sing.
Yeah, I tried doing that routine not too long ago, and when I
That's
tell
a workout.
You, Tybo who? T25.
Has Bobby
what?
Tried to do that routine lately, though?
He That's will what I- die. He will die. He will explode. Have you ever heated up a microwave, like a hot dog in a microwave? Just boom. He will combust. He will blow up like the World Trade.
Oh my God.
I only use that as a quote because Biggie said that. I wasn't making no 9/11 joke. I was making a 93 joke.
93.
Yeah. But I'm bummed. See, this is why I said when we went on the friend zone, what can't I say? I know what I can say on this show.
Everything.
Yes. And if it's too far, Abe will just take it out.
He will.
But
yes, he will.
Yeah, it's 10th child. And I also learned that Eddie Murphy has a type.
Tall and light skinned.
Yes. And I'm not sure if this woman is black at all.
Okay. He likes them ambiguous. Except Johnny.
Yeah. Which makes all the sense, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho.
I just need you to be her.
Yeah. Why can't you be her? You were in the room.
I was in the room. What if his complex was like opposite and every woman he got with looked like Jenny Hill? Nose ring included.
Ooh, he definitely has a nose ring. That means all his women would look like Freddie Jackson. Or he'd be with Freddie Jackson. Because that is a whole woman. If I was your woman and you were my man, there'd be no other woman. You'd be weak as a lamb if you had the strength to walk out that door. My love would overrule my sense, and I'd call him back for more. If I was your woman,
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 and you were my man. Yeah.
What's up, Jade and XD? Man, I love y'all's podcast. Y'all are the absolute best. I discovered podcasts last year. Didn't have cable, so I discovered podcasts, and I absolutely love it. And I like y'all. I'm G. I'm from Texas, and y'all need to come to Houston. I know y'all not gonna come to my town. It's close enough to Houston now, and try some of this good food out here. And my favorite podcast episode was Throw the Hole Away. I really did like that one. And also, y'all played a Zydeco song, and I just want to let y'all know Zydeco has evolved. I'm going to send y'all some modern Zydeco songs. The one y'all played was like real old school, but Zydeco has evolved. So if y'all ever come, which y'all need to come, I think y'all did come to Houston. Come to Houston again. And we can show y'all some things out here in Texas. And y'all know we got the good food. Jay, you like to eat, so cook and all that. So y'all come out this way and do a live show, of course, so I can come. Again, this is G. Y'all have a nice day or night. Peace out. Bye.
So, I'm going to just read this to you.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, we can talk. We'll get this out the way. So, you know, Safari has a dong deal.
I'm sorry, what? Right.
You know, Safari has a deal with a sex toy company to replicate his, you know, BBC.
Right.
And to sell it for those who would like to purchase a likeness of said BBC.
Huh.
So if you can't find a dude with the wickedest slam, you can buy it for $49.99. If you can't find a dude that's a 1-2-3 hour man, you can find one and buy one.
1-2-3 hour man.
If you can't find a dude that will do it in your van.
You tie you to the fan or do you in your van.
You can buy one for $49.99.
That took me down.
So yeah. And that's a lot. I mean, have you ever seen those kits that allow you to do that?
What, make your own dick?
Yeah.
Nah, man. No. So essentially, nah, man, I never had them problems.
Well, no, I didn't think you. I don't think you did. I'm just saying it's just an interesting process that they do it. Like, you know, I'm just like nerdy shit. Like, How It's Made is like my favorite show ever. Like, if you should get really high and watch How It's Made, they have like marathons every Saturday. Nigga, I learned how they made nuts and bolts. Fascinating.
You know I love useless TV.
Yes, I learned how they make moon pies and how I will never eat one.
Oh yeah, nah.
No, that is made with like bushmeat byproducts and dust. Ugh. And like leftover lips.
The visual.
But essentially, you get really hard and you encase it in like silicone.
So you have to find a nigga who's willing.
Yeah. A lot of people do it, like, and this is not in Safari's case, but I know, like, couples who do it who, like, live long distance. And that's like a, hey, since I can't give you my dick on the regular, here's my dick on demand, D-O-D.
Done.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel if Tristan came to me and was like, be like, yeah, but it's right there.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, like, say, for example, he worked in L.A. and you lived here, and his thing was like, yo, babe, I have to work out here for, like, 8 months.
And he's then we work out there for 8 months.
Right. Okay, I'm just saying, like, some people do it.
Okay, all right, and you gotta do what works for you.
Yeah, and some people are just into toys, you know?
This is also true. No, toy shame.
Yeah, so, you know, and, like, you know, the gays would probably end up buying it anyway. Safari has a lot of D.
Well, let me just go make a fleshlight of my own.
You could do that, actually.
That's crazy.
Oh, it is.
They'd have to get up in my canals.
They do.
Oh, no.
They do.
But let me tell you, it's a good time.
Same. But speaking of sex, the last two things are sex related.
Okay.
Do you want? I'll save the most ridiculous one for last. This one, the second to last one, is very like nostalgic and it's okay. Kind of sad. So HBO has dropped all their adult films and documentaries from this channel and streaming service.
What?
So like, you know, growing up, like, remember Real Sex? I know a lot of people remember Real Sex and, like, the porn diaries or, like, the ones where, like, the hookers were on Gun Hill Road and shit like that. Mm-hmm. All gone. Like
Taxi Cab Confessions.
Yeah, they all took it down.
What?
They're making room for more, I don't want to say family content.
Wait, they're not even giving us, like, a grace period?
By 2019.
Oh, so I gotta watch all the Taxi Cab Confessions.
They've already started, though, so you might want to catch up. But yeah, they're making way for, you know, some new stuff.
Hmm. Okay.
So you ready for the most?
Why can't they just archive? What? Okay.
Know.
Anyway,
you know, a lot of companies are moving towards this family first thing, and you know why? It's because millennials are having children, and so, and this is no offense to you, but all you millennials are having children, and therefore you're punishing us because you have children, because you take your kids everywhere. Not you. But white millennials know, take their kids the everywhere. And so therefore, since they can't enjoy the shit that they used to, they're forced to watch Elmo and shit all the fucking day. And Caillou and all that fucking...
Oh no, ban your kids from Caillou.
I fucking hate him.
Yeah, I hate Caillou.
But the whole point is, the millennial parents are making the rest of us feel bad. No one... It's not our fault you've been cursed with family. Let me enjoy my, like... Let me enjoy my
bar experience.
Yes, in peace. Don't bring Vladimir and Owl to the fucking bar.
We have brought it's been very specific things. Like, our friends had a going away thing at a bar, but it was family friendly because it was rented out and it was mad kids. But, like, just going to chill at the bar, I think we might have done that. We did that a couple times when Noah was a baby, like, in a carrier and not saying anything. Now, she's a terrorist. I would never bring her to the bar. She'll bring everybody's buzzed.
Listen, New Year's...
I love my child, but it's like, niggas go for adult experiences and you got a kid.
New Year's. Gone off the douce, and there's little fucking Mackenzie and Scout just traipsing about.
No, you got to go to appropriate environments.
Millennial parents are ruining everything because they're pissed that they can't enjoy the shit that they used to. So therefore, they're punishing the rest of us. That's why 20 wants to be family friendly. Like, no, fuck you when you're family friendly.
Every place ain't meant to meant to be everywhere. Like, right. there's
you have designated spaces that are to be family friendly. You're just upset that you have this problem, and you're making all of us suffer because of it.
Yeah, not cool.
Any damn way. So, last story of the day. So, Kanye West is reportedly in talks to become the creative director of the first Pornhub Awards. Now.
What? You know what? Actually, that makes sense, and I'm going to tell you why. Because back when I was a Kanye fan, rest in peace, he had, like, early, like, it might have been either right before College Dropout or around College Dropout, or, like, it was, like, the Freshman Diaries or something like that, his mixtape. But anyway, he had an interlude where he talked about going to the porn awards are, and how he wore a hoodie and, like, put the hoodie over his head. But he went to a porn award show years and years ago.
Yeah, they have them. But this is Pornhub's first award show this comes out on Friday, so it was yesterday.
Oh.
This story came out about a week ago. And there were rigorous talks. So we'll see what comes of it by next week. I would not be surprised if Kanye West said yes to being the creative director of Pornhub's
Porn Awards. I would not be shocked at all. That seems like it's right up his alley. You know, he loves to do some shit in the name of art. He loves porn. He's always loved porn. He's always been very vocal about loving porn. I think I just fell in love with a porn star. Turn the camera on, she a porn star. Turn the coroners in a foreign car. Call the coroners through the CPI. She gave that old nigga Osa a bittersweet taste, made his go.
Yeah.
Interesante.
Yeah. Niggas love porn.
Niggas do love
porn. Tyga filmed the whole porn.
Tyga? Like he was in one?
He wasn't like in it. Like, you know, it was like, you know how Future be making them videos with like bitches is fucking.
Yeah.
Where, like, he's like a part but not a part.
Oh, it's like that. Okay. You said you watched Young and Mace?
Mm-hmm.
She was a part or she wasn't a part?
She directed.
Oh, but she wasn't a part.
No.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Artiste. You know, what's funny about Young MA is the fact that she really perpetuates, like, misogyny, like, down. And that's kind of sucks. But I don't know what to do with that, actually. But I was just like, I noticed that. And a lot of people have brought that to my attention. I was like, you know what? She does. It sucks. But I don't know how to navigate that, like, with studs. So it's odd. So I don't know. But, you know, it's like self-hate. You know, it's like, I guess, you know, it's like when gays say, or like when people get on me using the word, that word y'all hate. that I just used.
That you just called Caillou?
I sure did, and I'll say it again. Anywho, but yeah, I just, you know, Kanye,
he's dead, so I've never heard of a dead person hosting anything. But cool, they're doing all kinds of things in 2018. They had Coachella, Tupac hosted Coachella and performed and whatever else.
Well, that's also because he's alive. He said, "What the fuck is up, Coachella?" He died, DK. A year before Coachella was founded.
It's fascinating.
There ain't enough science in the fucking world for you to tell me that that was a hologram. Because I've seen other holograms of other artists. Remember when they did Michael Jackson and that nigga looked like Anne Heche? And when they did Whitney Houston and she looked like Kimberly Elise.
Crying.
That, I've seen holograms. Ooh. That ain't them.
That wasn't a hologram.
That was not a hologram.
That was an in-person performance.
That was an in-person performance with a filter.
Not good.
Yeah. What the fuck is up, Coachella?
What's up, Coachella? And I was like, turn this computer off right now.
I was like,
sage. I must sage the room. You know what I'm saying? Where is the tambourine? Because, nah.
Absolutely not. And then had the nerve to perform Hail Mary. I said, no. Absolutely not. So you going to perform Hail Mary from beyond? Absolutely not. Nah. This is real. You're not going to fool me, Holiday.
Scariest video.
Absolutely scary not. Song.
Come with me, Hail Mary.
Nigga, run quick, see.
What do we have here
now? That whole album was weird. Like, it was like a concept album. Like, he was like, I'm Machiavelli, the Don Killamati. Like, it was just so much. Like, he was a Hotep nigga by then. And
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
The river just is the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. But yeah.
Hi, Jade. Hi, XT. I'm calling. It's a Monday. I think it's the 16th. I don't know these days running together. I'm at work at the moment, and I've been overworked today since yesterday, since I realized that it was Sunday evening, and then I had to go back to work the next day. And I don't have much to do today at work, so I'm just trying to look busy so no one will ask me to do anything and just try to make it to 5 o'clock. I'm just over today. I'm ready for lunch and then go home so I can take a nap. My name is Teresha. I probably should have told you that at the beginning of the video, but as you can tell, I'm frazzled. So, love you guys. Hope you guys are having a great day. Hopefully you have a blessed week. And I'll see y'all Friday. Ready to go. I look forward to y'all every week. So hopefully I hear back from y'all. I'll get off the phone now and actually go do some work. So we'll see about that though. But y'all have a good day. See you later. Bye.
That's the end of the show.
All right.
Buy tickets to the live show. Listen to us on the Friend Zone. Follow us anywhere you can stalk your exes.
And we'll see you niggas next week.
Bye.
This episode of Jade and XD was produced by Abraham Kevin Quezada.
That woo.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Could you woo, 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 woo.
I would have did better, but, you know.
To me, it hits notes that I just God just did not put that in me.
That's not my ministry. It's you not. Know, that's not everybody's calling.
Mary, Mary, rest in peace, said,
yep.
It's the God in me.
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah.
That's why I can't hit him.
Yeah.
Napa know how.
Yo, that should be taking me down. Napa know how. Have you heard the Spanish version that comes on? That shit threw me off one day.
I know. What was it, AutoZone?
Yeah.
It was like AutoZone.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, we have Spanish ads. We international.
We are catered.
That's probably what it was because I was in Bushwick listening to it.
Yeah. the ghetto.
You can take this part out, babe, because they are loud. That's so cool. They better be fucking dying. Actually, that's the cops, so that better be a drive-by. It's still hot out. Well, actually not, because I got to take the train home today. Fuck Caillou. Fucking I hate him. He is. And I'm not calling him gay. He just acts like a God.
Oh my God. I wasn't expecting that.
Anyway.
I get so stressed.
I'm so annoyed that this has to happen. But it's okay because the beep is always funny. Hi, Abe.
Hi, Abe.
It's a pop culture episode this week, so have at it. Yeah. You ready?
Do what you want.
Do what you want with my body.
Oh.
You that rah-rah bitch.
Not you, Abe.
Okay, so you're between meals and you're craving something sweet, right? What I do is snack on Blue Diamond honey roasted almonds. They're so good. And almonds are a superfood. So don't deny your cravings. Eat them.
Blue Diamond almonds. Crave victoriously.
Okay, so you're between meals and you're craving something sweet, right? What I do is snack on Blue Diamond honey roasted almonds. They're so good. And almonds are a superfood. So don't deny your cravings. Eat them.
Blue Diamond almonds. Crave victoriously.